So we had like two contradictory concepts, or concepts which are mashlim one the other. The first, the last concept we spoke about was the Ramban, where we saw that the Emunah pushes a person on his own responsibility. That what the Ramban says, that the Emunah gives, in the end of Parshas Boy, that the Emunah gives is everything depending on you. It depends on your decision, it depends on your maisim, and whenever you are doing mitzvahs, you'll get the schar, and you'll be matzliach. Whatever the other side will be different. That means the Emunah is putting a person on his achrayis, which this is not a big chiddush, but it is not a common concept, which we think that what more Emunah you have, what less active you are. So that's what we saw in the Ramban, not like this. But from the other side, we had the Rosh, which the Rosh said that Emunah begins with Pitochel, Niftoyach Bashem, or the way we learned in the end, when he says Asher Hotzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim, means the plan of the Borei Olam, and Anochi Hashem Elokecha means Hashkoch HaPratis, the way the passions of Hashem Elokecha means. So you see that the first step is the plan of the Borei Olam, and when you think about the plan of the Borei Olam, then that is a thing which makes you not so active, because the plan of the Borei Olam will work out however it is. You know, that's what the Emunah gives, that the plan of the Borei Olam is there, and that's it, and it will be Niskayim, whether you'll do it or not, the plan of the Borei Olam will be Niskayim. So those are like two things which sounding like contradictory, but they are not. Because the whole point of Emunah, which pushes you to an achrayis, means you want to have an achrayis to be a part of this picture. That's what the Ramban calls chelek b'teiros Moshe. That means your decision gives you a chelek in that big plan of the Borei Olam. You have a chelek in that. Not like Paroi, which Paroi definitely was a part of the plan of the Borei Olam. But Paroi didn't take a part in that plan. He was a part in that plan, like when you have a screw, which is a part of a machine. But he didn't take anything. It was not his decision which made that happen to his good. It was not his prire. Yeah? His prire was that he wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. But there was a plan going on for the Borei Olam, which that plan worked out. But the Paroi was a part of that plan, but he was not a chelek of that plan. We want to have a chelek b'teiros Moshe. That means we want to have a part in that plan of the Borei Olam, and that's where these two concepts meet. That we have to take achrayis when we all have emunah. We have to take achrayis, but we are taking achrayis in a much bigger scale. The achrayis of us is an achrayis towards a part in a bigger picture, but you want to take part in that. Yeah, that's what Emunah tells you. What are your maisim? Basically, that's such a simple concept. Every time when you want to be honest and really explain to yourself or to someone else what is Kiyum Mitzvahs about, you will have to come on to such a concept. You will not be able to really explain what mitzvahs want from a person when you don't tell him that he is a part of a bigger plan, which the Borei Olam wants Shabbos in the world, and he wants things like this. When you only say you have mitzvahs, that in the end you'll have a real big uga lanetzach, you know, you can eat forever. And that's why you have 613 difficult things to withstand, because the Borei Olam wants first to really shepherd you the whole day and in and out, and then, Lo'ilam Abod, you'll have a good time. That's not only childish, that's nearly senseless to say something like this. Yeah? No, we have Tariyak Mitzvahs because we are part of a bigger picture, of a bigger plan. And that's the way the Rabbein Yoine is explaining the Mitzvahs when he speaks about them in the Shari Tshuva in Shar Shlishi, Ois Yud, he says like this. He says, U'moshlu al ze me'inyin ha-melech, asher omer la'avodov, l'intreya pa'pardes shekel eitz nechmot. He wanted to have a pardes, a big gina, pardes, with all different kind of trees. V'socher omer los islam. And he wanted to give them schar. So the noise of the Shara Tshuva is schar voynish. That's a noise. And that way he wants to explain that even though the noise is schar voynish, but the Boreolam didn't tell you which schar you get, because he didn't want that something should happen in a wrong way. Yeah, but the noise is schar voynish. Okay, that's the Amar Binyoyne. That's the noise. That's the topic. The schar omer los islam. V'loy hoydiyom schar mata kol ilom. But he didn't tell them how much schar you get for every single tree. Ki chofetz ha-melech asher lechzar kol b'pardeisoy. He wanted that there should be everything which is needed in that nice garden. Al kein yitu rav minim nitein emonim. Vilu yodu avod of schar netiyos kol eitz miatzi ha-pardes. Whenever the workers would know how much schar they will get for every single natiya, for every single planting, oz yitnu es kol amolom benitzre matov asher schorom rav min hashar. Then they would the whole day be occupied by those, with those plantings which they give a big reward. Laharbo is schar, because they want to earn a lot of money, a lot of schar. Kainin in amitzvus. Ki hoyil Hashem lezakes es Yisrael b'kiyum kol ha-mitzves. L'anchilom chaya hoylom v'liyosh kol ha-mitzves yachtov livyas chein l'roishom. All the mitzves together should be a livyas chein l'roishom. That over here it says that the concept of schar v'oynish is tied together with that, that you have to have all the mitzves because you want to have a big, verified garden. Yeah? You have a part of a bigger picture with all these different details of Shmirah Shabbos and Yibum and whatever you want. All these different things are part of this bigger picture. Yeah? So that is the Rabbi Yoyne. There you see that the Rabbi Yoyne is tying together the Schar V'Oynish and the bigger picture, because that's the way it works. So there's absolutely no contradiction between the Rosh and between the Ramban. It's the same thing. And the Ramban, according to my opinion, the Ramban is even meramis to that when he says, Chelek b'Toiras Moshe. Which Toiras Moshe is this big order of the Briya, and you have a Chelek in that when you are taking the responsibility to have a Chelek in that big thing. Yeah? Okay. So that is the Rabbein Yoina. But now comes a question. The question is that there are other activities which also we want to be a part of this bigger picture. Those are the activities which are not defined by mitzvahs. Yeah? There are things which there are no mitzvahs going around. Yeah? For example, you have chinuch, when you want to educate your children. You can educate your children in a more harsh way. You can educate your children in a more laid-back way. Those are two possibilities which are definitely existing. Yeah? There's no mitzvah to do it one way and an aveira to do it the other way. No, it's not like this. And adarabah, both ways are initially possible. You can educate your children well in a harsher way. You can educate your children well in a more laid-back way. And you can damage your children through being laid-back, and you can damage your children through being too harsh. So, both sides have their plus and minus, you know. There's no clear defined mitzvah. Both ways are possible. And now, I have to come to a decision, how do I approach my chinuch at home? Or how do you approach my endeavor in the world? How do I do that? Like, I have to decide. You know, I have to do something. But my decision can't stand alone. That's the emunah. The emunah gives that. That my decision can't stand alone. because I want to be part of that bigger picture. I want to do really what Hashem wants from me. Yeah? I really want to do that. And now, be careful. In these cases, when you have something on your plate, where you have to take a decision, you have to ask yourself the question whether you are allowed to give this decision to someone else. Let's say the most silly picture, that you have to decide who to marry, yeah? Which girl. And now, are you allowed to ask someone who to marry, or is that forbidden also? Yeah? So the Teretz is, or the answer is, it's also. It is also. Why is it also? It is also because of Emunah. Because the Borei Olam had no mistake in the address when he sent you this decision. The Borei Olam does not make mistakes. And mistakenly, he gave you that challenge that you have to decide who to marry. That was no mistake for the Borei Olam. And when you go to someone and tell him, please tell me who to marry, you are a koifer behashkoche protis. Clear. You are a koifer. Because you tell the Borei Olam, you made a mistake, that you are mechabit me to make a decision. It was a mistake. The Borei Olam does not make any mistakes like that. Same thing when you have a child, and you have to educate your child. You have to make your own decision. Yeah? You can't put the decisions on the shoulders of someone else. Like to say, Be'etzem, this big rabbi should have 50,000 children. But it's biologically not shayich, he should have 50,000 children. So the Borei Olam made that he spread out these 50,000 children in between all the avreichim von the shchuna, and now he can educate all of them. You are a koifer behashkoche protis. Because when you have a child, the Borei Olam knows who does he give a child to educate. He doesn't make any mistakes in the world. Okay? So be careful with that one. You can't just go and give the responsibility to someone else. That's a ksire bashkoche protis. Yeah? And it's a deep thing going on like here. Why? Because that's what we spoke beforehand. In these decisions, which are not confined or not defined by mitzvahs, in these decisions, both ways are basically edible. That's the whole point. Otherwise, there's no decision. When you have a decision, which one side is also and the other side is mutter, so groyser glick. It's also and this is mutter. The whole point comes when both sides are possible, and now you have to decide. So what does the Borei Olam want from you? Does he want from you the right action, or does he want from you your decision? Yeah? That is the big difference between mitzvahs and divrei reshus. In mitzvahs, the Borei Olam wants your action. You have to eat the gezeis matzah bePesach light. That's what you have to do. And it has to have a shear. So which shear, whether that's from a shear via wagon, or a shear via normaler, or a shear via normaler with a halbe, however you want. But you have to eat that gezeis matzah in a certain time. That's it. You have to do that, simply, you know. You have to make kiddush, you have to make kiddush. That's it. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what you have to do. But in this world decisions, the Borei Olam doesn't want you to do the right thing, because otherwise he would be give a mitzvah, you know. When he wants you to do a certain things, he'll tell you what to do. But the Borei Olam doesn't tell you what to do. So what does he want from you? He doesn't want from you you should do the right thing. He wants from you that you should decide the right thing. That he wants from you. So you can never give this decision over to another person. You can't do that. Because that's what you are mechubet. That's what the Borei Olam told you. Vakasha, Pliny Almoini, mechubit mit Akofe. That's what he is mechubit. With a decision. You have to make this decision. Now, it's like when you are a doctor. When you have to make a decision as a doctor and you are not consulting others, you are a charlatan, you know? You are crazy. Unreliable person. For sure, you have to be messiahs with others. For sure. Huh? For sure. Adarabe. But the decision is by you. The decision is not by the other person. No. The decision is by you. You have to ask. You have to see. We'll see that soon. You have to see how another person thinks. You have to see how another person approaches that problem. Perhaps there are parts which you are missing. For sure. But the decision is by you. That is a part of your problem when you are facing such circumstances that you have to make your own decision. And now you want to make the decision right. Yes. So you want to have a decision, which then you can say, I took a part in the plan of the Borei Olam. Not like Paroi. I don't want to educate my children, which in the end they said, you know, the father really tried to kill the guy. But you know what? Miraculously, he really became a very good bocher. I don't want my children to be like this, you know. I want that my children should educate them, and I should be able to be just to see more or less or a little bit something that I should be able to see. I tried to do my best in that direction. Yeah. In Chinuch too, perhaps I have to put that in parentheses, that there are a lot of people which, when you ask them that you whether what is working in Chinuch, then they say in Chinuch works Tfile. This I can't understand. Because what's he does, you know? You have to be mechanach your child. What do you say? Your child is just running to the street, and then you say, Oleinu l'shabeich. So heipston kaddish, what's heipston though, yeah? What do you want over here, you know? Are you daven? No, you take your hands, and you are mechanach that guy, you know? That's what you do. Chinuch is not a question. You also have to daven, for sure. Because you need siyata d'shmaya. But you need to make the right decisions too, you know? For sure. And these decisions you want to do, you have to do them in a certain way that you are able to say, I took a part in that plan of the Borei Olam, considering my children or whatever it is, with Siyata Dishmaya and with Anove and with all the good things. But you have to make a decision. So how are you able to be closer to that point that your decision is the thing the Borei Olam wants? That is the riddle in Emune. By these worldly affairs. So Rabbi Yisrael tells us what's going on in Michtav Yutes, and that sheds a new light in the depth of that chiluk in Michtav Yutes, which he says like this. In the end he says, perhaps in Michtav Yutes, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Tzale wanted Rabbi Yisrael to write him a letter with guiding him in his life. So Rabbi Yisrael, he refused. He didn't want to do that. He said, I will not tell you what to do. I don't tell you what to do because I can't. In a letter, we will speak together. That's what he says. He says in the end, Oz Nisroim Yirtz Hashem, Lo Sum Rayoneinu Bidvar Taluches Katar U'Meuyov, that we should think about together how you have to behave. Al Matz Kuno Iyunoi Bidvar Taluches Amusore V'Amides, on which parts you have to to really think about how to work out yourself in midas lefi drocho v'darkei hazman letoiv lefi ashor anechoicho, that it should work out to the best the way we can decide. V'Hashem yishborach yeh bezroseinu letoiv u'meitiv, and Hashem should be helping us that we will find the right way, letoiv, for your good, umeitiv, and good for the others. That's Rabbi Yisrael. So Rabbi Yisrael over here says that he wants to find the way what Hashem wants. That's what he wants in the end. Rabbi Yisrael doesn't say, Hashem yazor. And he says, I want to find this point that what Hashem wants from you in your communal endeavor. But I am able to do that only when we meet together. And in the beginning, he told him, I will not be able to write you a letter, not Shayach. So what's that? So Rabbi Solveig says, this chiluk, the way we say before, said beforehand, he said that in Halacha, there for sure, things are clear cut. Clear. Like in a very clear way. And that's why, once in a while, young people, they are more accurate to find the pshat, or to find the psak, in a way that goes to the depth of the sugya, because a young head is more flexible and more sharp than a person which is already aged. That's what Rabbi Sol says. But in things which are connected to your life, I am the right guy, that Rabbi Sol says. I am the right person to speak with, because I have life experience. Yeah? But that's why I can't write you, because I can't write you what you have to do, we have to speak together. What does that mean? It means like this. So that by the halacha, the way we said, there is a clear will from the Borei Olam. But by these worldly affairs, there is no clear mitzvah, there's nothing, no clarity from the beginning. And Rabbi Yisrael can't tell him what to do. That means, according to what we said, Rabbi Yisrael can't tell him what to do, because the point is that Rabbi Tzale has to decide himself. That's the whole point. And whenever Rabbi Yisrael will decide for him what to do, Rabbi Yisrael is destroying that decision-making by Rabbi Tzale. He destroys that. Because the point, what the Rabbi Yisrael wants, is not to do the right action. No. That's what he wants in the mitzvahs. He wants that Rabbi Tzale should take a decision. But I can help you to make the right decision when we speak together. That means, in the end, when he says, I can't write you a letter, we have to speak together, but also in the end, when they speak together, Rabbi Yisrael won't tell him what to do. That stays the same. We will speak together, and you will find, through the speaking with me, you will find the right way what to do in your worldly affairs. Yeah? That's what he told him. So that's why he can't write. Because the moment when he writes, he decides for him. He tells him. So now what do we do? You have a problem with your life. You have a life decision to make. What do you do? You take now your life, and you want to measure your life with something which gives you a guiding line how you have to make that decision. What do? You take books, or you take Ma'aseh Bichlach, or you take other things, you know, you make a Kabbalah, or books, you are comparing your life with what it says in the books. You understand. You can't be like the Chaznish, and you can't be like the Yankov Kamenetsky, or whatever it is, but even though that's what you do, I want to educate my children, and then there are things like this, that you have a collections of different ways how to educate children, you know, this one like that, that one like this, and then you look up this book, and then you are, aha, I have the Eitzah in the book that he's made like this, I want to do like him. Rabbi Sol will tell you, wrong. You have to make your own decisions. You have to make your own. A book can't do it. Now, a book is much worse than Rabbi Sol. Rabbi Sol says, I can't write a letter. He knows Rabbi Tzale, like I know my palm, you know, he knows Rabbi Tzale. And Rabbi Yisrael has a lot what to say. He could say, B'yoyim cholpi, she'ondi, b'shimush, eitzel g'doyl ador, Reb Zundel, Zatzal, and he was mekubel from the Goyim, that yesh shnei gvorim ikorim, she'manchim ha'ben adam ha'chayim shelo. Rabbi Yisrael had a shorting of words to say something like this. He could write that from 3 o'clock in the morning. He could write such a thing. And Rabbi Yisrael said, I will not write you one word. Not one written word you will not have from me. Not one. You will speak to me. And you will decide yourself. Because that's what is needed. But the life experience of Rabbi Soil will put you in the right frame, for sure. You have to speak to Rabbi Soil. You have to speak to an older person. Otherwise, your decision will be absolutely off track. You have to do that. But that's the way you have to be educated, that you are able to make your own decisions. Now, that's a problem by us. You know, I am asking that when you understand what I tell you now, that this needs a certain maturity by people. You can't educate people like this when they are young. It's like when you want to educate a doctor, you know. In the beginning, you have to show every single move 20 times, 30 times. He should make the right move. And after that, he could also make the move even with his own hands, but you stand next to him. And you stand on top of him. And then, you know, till he gets, can make his own move, stunt, you call that there by the heart, you know, that's a difficult move, you know. You can't do it. I make it to you. Chach, I'll kill you, you know. And you have to know how to do that. So you have to see that and do that 20 times with guiding your hands. This is our problem in yeshivas. Because yeshivas today, they have like a masoiras in yeshiva, which is based on the age 16 till 20. That's it. By the age of 21, a bocher gets married and ois, he doesn't hear anymore, he doesn't listen to anyone. That's it, he is on his own. Yeah? So what is the masoiras of yeshivas? The masoiras of yeshivas is how you educate a child which is not grown up. And then you say, the heilige masoiras of a yeshiva is that you don't think yourself. Because that's what you have to do when you are only 18, you know? Better don't think yourself. Because you have to be guided in your thought process. I understand that. But that's not the end of the education. The end of the education is that you are getting more atzmai. Because that's what the Baruch wants from you. And that's a very natural development, because the nisyonis are not always the biggest nisyonis when you are young, you know. You grow into that first, a little bit more and a little bit more responsibility. And once, I remember, when I was in yeshiva not so long ago, 40 years ago, so it was a very normal thing to marry at the age of 26, 27. You went to a normal yeshiva first, and then after you finished that yeshiva, with a few years here in the Rosh Yeshiva, where you are, then you wanted to go to listen to Reb Nochum. And you went to Reb Nochum, or you went to Reb Berel, or someone like this. And you went there after you finished your yeshiva gedoyle, and you were still a bocher. And you were older bocher, 26, 27. You didn't feel over a bottle. Today, a bocher, which is in yeshiva, 26, he feels that he already twice went through Golos Mitzrayim, you know? Schon zweimal durch die Gehenem, you know? And so we're crazy. Because he has nothing to do. There's no one to speak to. Yeah? And his mom feels alone, you know. And then what is that heilige Messeures in this chinuch system where everyone gets married by the age of 21? It is a chinuch of little children. Small children, which I admit that when you are small, you can't think yourself. It's like a doctor, which he can't make an operation on himself, even when he read the books. You know, you have to know how to do that practically. So there you have to guide him on every single step. I admit that. But there is another stage which the Baruch Hu wants your decision. That's a question of emunah. That you are ma'amin. That your decision is wanted from the Baruch Hu and you can't escape that. You cannot put that decision on the shoulders of anyone else. According to my own opinion, that is the maturity you need in order to marry, you know. When you are still only make decisions on the shoulders of others, better don't marry, you know, because you can't take responsibility for your own decisions, yeah? But you can't. You can't put that on another person, yeah? And that is the emune of that. That is the way that you are speaking with an older person. And then you are saying, I am now part of a bigger picture. The way Rabbi Saul says in the end, V'Hashem Yisborach Yehi Be'ezroseinu L'Tov U'Meitiv. I want that I should hit the point what the Baruch Hu wants from me. That's very difficult in these incidents, in these things, because there's no clear mitzvah there. But that's what is wanted from the Baruch Hu. And we have to know we are also there part of a bigger picture. But there the bigger picture is constructed in a different way. It's not the rotzen of the Beroilam like by the mitzvahs which was there beforehand and I have to do what he wants me to do. No, it's my decision which he wants. And my decision has to be a decision which can stand up to that criterion that I'm part of a bigger picture. It's a disaster today. It's a disaster situation that we are not educating like this. I don't call for education which is not... That is the Messiah. Rabbi Soel was a... That is our Messiah, you know. So I don't call for an education which wasn't there. That was always there. Only now it's about to vanish. And then it is terrible what will be. Let's imagine, I said it is really similar to doctrine. Let's say that we are in a community, in this nice Jewish community. I know I have to be careful with the Americans over here, but never mind. I am not American, so please forgive me for that one. You have this nice Jewish community, which whenever someone, Chas v'Shalom, has a problem with his health, he's just going to a private doctor. No, he'll take his money, or also the money from others, but you take money and you go for private care. Now, let's imagine that we will be in the most prosper Medina, which everyone has enough money to pay for private doctors. What will be? You know what will be? It will be a medical disaster 20 years down the road. Why? Because 20 years down the road, there will be no doctors. Because all the specialists, they'll be like this, and there are no young doctors around. Because no one was trained. Because you never went to someone which is not the best doctor. And the best doctors, they will be older and older and older, and finita la commedia, and no one will come up. Because they are not specialists, you know. It will be a disaster. So let's be honest. I now apologize. Let's be honest, as good old Americans. You need Harlem. You need Queens today, you know. You need Miami, wherever that is, you know. You need these areas. Don't fool yourself around. You need these... Yeah, that was the English, you know. You need these poor people which have no money for private care. Otherwise, you wouldn't have your nice doctors. Yeah, you need them. Yeah, let's be honest. Okay, that's the way the world is built. Clear. And by us, the same thing. 20 years down the road, what will be with us? When no one is ever trained to make a decision in a way which he can't think that's what the Baha'u'llah wants. We will be irresponsible people in decision making. Absolutely irresponsible. Because we always push the decisions off to others. They should take the decision. Now you tell me, I have to take the decision myself. No, you have to be responsible. You have to speak to someone. The Bei Rabbi Saul says, for sure, Rabbi Tzaleh, you have to speak to me. You will not be able to make the decision on your own. You have to speak to me. But the speaking to Rabbi Saul doesn't mean that he makes the decision for you. No, that's what he says in the beginning. I can't write, I will not write one word. I will not make any decision for you. But we'll speak together. And then you will find the way how to decide the right decision in your life. That's the way it's built in this area. It's the opposite way than halacha. That's Rabbi Saul Michtav Yutes. Yeah? I only explain the Michtav Yutes. That's what Rabbi Saul says. Yeah? And that is the part of Ebune, which is so personal. When you really think that my own life is a part of a plan of the Bei Olam. And I make a decision, I want to be able to say, I tried to hit the point what the Bei Olam wants. But in the mitzvahs, that is the Kiyum Halacha. But in the Taluches, Hamusori, Vahamides, there's no Kiyum Halacha there. So there, I want to be Erlich and say, I tried to hit that point. I have to speak to someone. But the speaking to someone doesn't mean I get rid of my responsibility. Only the speaking to someone makes me to make the right decision. Yeah? And then I'm able to say, I tried to touch this bigger picture what the Borei Olam wants from me. That's what I think is a part of Emunah which we have to work on and we have to be aware of it. Okay? So this, I think, is a very basic thing by us in our Emunah. Atkan.